Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 230. All right? 230 is a special occasion, so we pulled a special little gem out the archive. Okay, this one is called, maybe you've heard of it, RoboCop 2. Hello. Where have you been?
The greatest sequel ever made.
Yeah, this is 1990, and the world is thirsty for more Robo, for more Peter Weller, okay? Mm-hmm. Didn't know who the hell he was before RoboCop, and now we love him. RoboCop 2, 1990. Start off with directed by Irvin Kershner. You may know him from The Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool guy. Mm-hmm. Last movie he directed before his death, RoboCop 2.
Wow.
He didn't die like soon after or anything. He just didn't direct anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is 1990. I think he passed away in 2010. Story by Frank Miller of comic book fame.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I saw Frank Miller, I was like, is that a different Frank Miller? Is it Frank Miller from like Sin City? I didn't know. I didn't look it up.
This is the Frank Miller.
Wow, okay.
Screenplay by him and Wallen Green. He made a couple different story treatments for RoboCop 2 and 3. He did write this, but it wasn't quite what he wanted to do. He had to, you know, morph for the studio. So later, he did what he wanted to do as a comic book series. So you can see what he wanted the sequels to be in comic book form. And I want to check those out.
That looks cool.
Because I love Dark Knight Returns. I love the Daredevil Born Again. I try to read all his stuff. I didn't do Sin City, but people love it.
Yeah, Sin City is great. Sin City is awesome.
Yeah, and so this is June 22nd, 1990. Orion Pictures, man. Orion Pictures back then. When you saw Orion Pictures, you knew something was fucking fucked up.
You're in for a violent awesome. Yes. A violent, sexual extravaganza.
Yeah, a feast for the dick in the eyes, if you will.
So true.
Budget $25 to $30 million. Box office $45 million. So, I think it debuted at number 2, grossing that $45 million worldwide, which is a little bit less than the previous film's $53 million. And the previous film had a significantly smaller budget, which is crazy because this doesn't look like it has a bigger budget. I mean, I can see it because they use so much of this animation stuff.
Yeah, maybe like the last 20 minutes, I can see where the budget went, yeah.
But, the first one looks more expensive to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just filmed better, looks better. And this is the last one of Peter Weller. He did not do RoboCop 3. I don't even remember RoboCop 3. I need to watch it. I remember a jet pack.
Yeah, he flies.
That's really all I remember.
That's all I remember, too. Yeah, that he flies.
Yeah, so this one, it's not the greatest sequel, but it is a fun little ride. I remember we'd watch this all the time growing up. You just pop this stupid DVD and nuke. Everybody's saying nuke.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the like OCP president's back. Peter Weller's back. Lewis Tully, or not Tully, but Lewis, the cop, is back.
Yeah.
Who else is back? I think that's about it.
Maybe that's it, yeah. Maybe the captain, the black captain. I think he was in the first one, but I don't know if it's the same actress that plays his wife. Because I think she's only like
briefly
in the first one, so I couldn't tell if it's the same person.
Yeah, it starts off pretty strong with giving us more story about, you know, because at the end of the first RoboCop, he's like, name's Murphy. So, okay, yeah, now he knows who he is. And so we start off kind of strong with that stuff. Him visiting, you know, like stalking his wife and stuff, and them having to go, you can't do that to her. You know, you're making her life terrible. And then she comes and visits him, and he kind of plays it off. No, Your husband. That was a good scene. He's like, touch me. She
Yeah.
touches him through the fence. They did this to honor him. It's just so fucking dead inside the way he delivers these lines.
Yeah.
But he's obviously lying. He just doesn't, because when she leaves, he rushes over to the window and has to watch her like leave and like hand on the window. No.
Yeah,
It's like,
yeah. Yeah,
it
it
is me.
took me a second to like readjust all of the RoboCops because this is the third RoboCop we've reviewed. We've done the original, we did the remake, and now this is the third one we've done. And when they're like, "Hey, quit stalking your wife," I was like, "What are you talking about? Like, they've had discussions that he's been in the house." And I was like, "No, that's the fucking the remake does that." So I had to like, "Oh yeah," I was trying to remember what they did between the other two ones, and I was like, "Oh yeah, the first one he just kind of watches her from afar. They actually don't meet in the first one." So it took me a second to
Yeah.
kind of readjust.
And first one he goes to like their house after they sell it, and they you see memories from inside the
Yeah.
house. I don't know what Frank Miller's deal is, but I think he fucking just hates kids or something
Yeah,
because
holy shit. Holy shit. Oh,
this
yeah.
movie. Oh man, Jesse's like, what is up with this? Why is every kid a fucking psycho killer?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know,
He
but
encounters
I'm all
more dickhead kids than he does actual like adults. It's pretty wild.
yeah, like every kid in here, there's one, what's his name? Fucking Gabriel, they call him Dom, I think, the little kid who lives, he's the cult leader. What the hell was
Yeah.
his name?
Oh, shit. What the fuck was his name?
Yeah, that's the
Kale,
biggest.
not Kale,
Kane,
Kane. Thank
Kane.
you. Yeah.
The cult leader Kane, who makes this new drug nuke, and for some reason he has this kid with him. Like this kid's part of the upper leadership of the fucking drug lord stuff. And we don't know how or why.
Yeah.
He's just part of it. And he's always got his like hair slicked. He'll be like wearing a suit or something. He's wearing like a pinky ring and shit. Yeah, he's just cursing like a sailor. Yeah, bitches and fucking
Shooting people, he
it's
has like a machine, little
yeah
tiny machine
yeah
gun.
yeah
Yeah.
yeah it's like a lunchbox that folds out. It's a lunchbox that folds out and they're like a blue machine gun.
It's like, holy shit.
It's got a fucking PB&J in there and then a machine gun and a juice box. But yeah, and there's other kids too, fucking the baseball
The
team.
baseball team,
That's
yeah.
like robbing some dude, and then there's that girl just hitting him with a bat, and he's like, "Oh, stop!" And the other kid's like, "Do it harder!"
And the kids
Then
with
he
the
comes
fire
in,
hydrant, there's like, yeah, there's so many scenes of
yeah,
asshole kids.
and he comes in there to stop that robbery, and he's like, "Where are the culprits? Where the little bastards are still here!" They're all it's crazy.
So good. And like when he's giving a speech to the baseball kids, like cuts to a close-up of one of them, and what does he say? He's like, "What the fuck? He's all messed up." And then like they just like run out on him or something.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
But the torture scene where he's getting taken apart and sprayed with the oil, you taste that. That was kind of cool, throwback to the first torture scene. And then he goes back to OCP in pieces. They got to rebuild him. And then at that time, I think they're starting to want to do a RoboCop 2. And that was pretty cool. They showed a couple
Oh, yeah, the
previews of
prototypes. That was pretty good.
opening the doors, and he just
Yeah.
fucking shoots everybody, or that one just
Yeah.
rips his skull out. Ah!
Yeah.
And I like by the second one, there's like four people standing there on the first one, and it shoots most of them. And then the second version, you see, it's like one of the doctors left, and he's like got his arm in
He's
a
got like a
sling,
sling, he has like a cast or something, yeah.
and he's very scared, and like there's just a pole where the other human used to be. That was pretty
So
good.
good.
Yeah, and that reminded me, we get a couple of the RoboCop commercials. Those are pretty good. The electric car
Yeah.
jolter. It's like, no, you don't even have to bother the police. And then the dead
Boom.
body falls out. That
It doesn't
was
even
pretty
drain
good.
your battery. Yeah, that's some
Yeah.
pretty good commercials.
Yeah, the you can't go in the sun for more than 30 seconds now in Los Angeles, ever since we lost the ozone layer. But Put 1 pint of
Yeah,
sunblock 5000 on.
man.
I'll see you by the pool. Just completely blue.
She's like a Na'vi from Avatar. That's what it reminds
Yeah.
me of.
But anyways, they're working on that, and they rebuild him, and that's when they put in the new directives where he's like not Alex Murphy anymore. And that scene was pretty funny when he goes out with Lewis. And I remember making fun of that when we were younger. When he's all rebuilt, you're looking good, Robo. Thank you. And he's like flexing. And he's like, I feel great. And he's like smiling when he never does that. Something's not right with you. What do you mean, Lewis? I feel fantastic.
We gotta go on a call. Great, it's a beautiful day or something like that. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's when he kind of fucks up. And anyways, they take him back and they're like, we can't do anything. We could wipe his mind, but we might never find him again. We could jolt him and hope his insulation holds. And then he like gets up, walks outside and grabs like, blah, 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 a generator and fries himself. And then after that, he like searches his directives and there's no directives, so that he's completely just kind of Alex Murphy at that point. He doesn't have to do anything OCP says. And now we got this new female protagonist who is like a psychologist
Psychologist,
searching
yeah.
for the right person to make a new RoboCop out of. They're wondering why everyone has died. The only time it's ever worked is Alex Murphy. And she's like, maybe we need to not look at cops. And she's like, a cop is the only one that worked. And she's like, well, maybe it's just because he was top of his class. He had a drive to a will to survive. It wasn't necessarily that he was a cop, it was just his personality. And she wants to look at like criminals and stuff who the prospect of living forever might actually be good to them. And that's how she kind of focuses on Kane now. And Kane, who is like, he's like the axe murderer from The Last Action Hero,
Yeah.
that long-haired guy. And he plays it really weird. He's like, ah, Nuke, we're gonna give everyone an emotional outlet for their lives. Yeah, he's just
He's pretty creepy for sure.
very creepy cult leader. Yeah, then I think that's about where the movie starts to fall apart, is stops focusing on the cool aspect of, okay, what's Alex Murphy gonna do? What's his life like now, adjusting to being Alex Murphy while also being RoboCop, and moves on to Kane in a robot suit versus RoboCop is what it turns into.
Yeah, a little bit of politics as well of like the OCP and the mayor desperate
Yeah.
for funds outside of OCP. They go to the little kid and Kane's, love interest. That was pretty good.
Yeah, and he's gonna give him the kid's gonna give him money to pay off the debt, and then OCP, like the main guy, I don't was it the main guy who actually called this shot, or was it the girl? Anyway, somebody sends RoboCop 2 to
Yeah, it was her
fuck everyone
idea. She was
up.
like, I don't know if we want to go. It depends on how far we want to go. And they're like, okay.
Yeah,
But yeah, it was kind of her idea to surveillance him and then take him out.
And then, so RoboCop 2 is completely an animation, really, other than very little shots where it'll show a hand or something. What do they call that? Stop animation. It's like watching the fight from T1 when
Yeah,
it's
totally.
the endoskeleton. It's like that, but not as good. And
And the weird lawnmower man
yeah.
screen TV thing. I don't know. It's like Kane. I'm like, it looks nothing like Kane. What do you mean, Kane?
Yeah, slightly like Kane. I mean, but yeah, I don't think you're gonna recognize him.
No.
And then he can't talk. He's just gonna.
Ah, yeah.
And then he still craves nuke. And they have a nuke port in his stomach that comes out and perfectly grabs a nuke canister. And I think the point of that is like he's gonna rid the city of nuke by consuming it all himself. And so he'll just, that's what we need to stop nuke. We need a nuke addict in a robot suit that needs nuke. That's kind of, I feel it's kind of throwing the baby out with the bathwater a little bit. I think we're making our problem bigger, man. Now instead of junkies who just take nuke and sit around, we got a maniacal robots who want nuke. I don't know if this is the best course of action here. So, yeah, then after he kills everybody, oh, yeah, then RoboCop, for some reason, there's that sweet scene with the boy dying.
Oh,
he
yeah,
got
yeah.
shot. And he's like, I will get you medical assistance. Please, don't leave me. And then he has got some flashbacks of his son. Throw the ball, Dad! And it's like, playing baseball with his son. And then, I won't. And he's like,
so
then the boy's like, oh, yeah, you are going into shock. I'm dying. You know what that's like. And then, it sucks. And then RoboCop, it does. Yeah, that was a little weird. So, after that, they actually introduce OCP, shows what New Detroit's going to look like. They show RoboCop 2, and of course, right on cue, RoboCop 2's got to malfunction and kill people. First thing he does. Always, right? And anyways, RoboCop shows up. She's like, get out of here. You're going to make him angry. It's like,
Jake, we can't do anything. It's not even armed. And then they like grab the fucking remote. Beep. And she says armed.
Armed. Because at first, like, he's like, this will, he'll get rid of all the nuke and the robot. Sees the nuke canister. Gonna, nuke. And, yeah, and after that point, it's just kind of a shitty superimposed RoboCop versus stop animation robot fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the design of the new RoboCop is not very good. I mean,
yeah,
that
that's okay.
first suit,
yeah.
that first suit is so good. It's so weird looking. It's you know, it's not even as good as Ed 209. It's just it's got these little scrawny stick legs and this giant big body. It's got like a nuclear warning symbol on it for some reason.
Oh, yeah, on the chest, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some scenes it'll be like fake RoboCop, like when he's hitting
Oh, yeah, and the boiler remote over, that was so so awesome.
Just fake-ass RoboCop. But most of the time it's superimposed RoboCop fighting a animated thing. Like, I thought the elevator shaft was a little weird. They got in there and RoboCop cuts the line and RoboCop 2 falls. And then that was really funny when he to get back up because he starts clawing his way up. And I was like, oh, how's he going to... I remember him climbing up this kind of weird. I don't remember how it goes, though. And then, it just shows him and his arms are spinning like wheels coming up and they're hanging off the top of the building because they shoot through the fucking top like Charlie in the fucking chocolate factory in the glass fucking elevator. Whoa! yeah, and they're hanging off the building and the fucking RoboCop kicks off the building. You're coming with me! And they fall, landing through the street, like into the basement. And I don't remember exactly how he finishes him off. Do they make it out of that at all?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what he's doing. He has like a laser or some shit, and he's like fucking putting on RoboCop's helmet, and then RoboCop kind of does a karate chop move and, you know, hits his arm away and hits like a tube or a pipe, and then it blows him back out into the street. And then we get like a extremely long extended sequence where he's just shooting at people for like fucking 10 minutes. That went on for way too long. But then RoboCop goes back to the auditorium to grab the nuke, and then comes back out and come up with some plan to feed him. We'll just give him what he wants, and then jumps on his back. That was your whole plan? Jump on his back?
That was your whole plan. Get her. I like it. It's scientific. Get her.
That's essentially what he did. Just kill him.
Get him. Well, you know what? Our whole problem with our plans has, we haven't been trying to get him. Let's just get him. Let's just make a concerted effort to really get him. Okay? And then jump on his back and rip out his brain, spine, eyes. Yeah. For some reason, he had eyes, too. Remember when they... like eyes floating in a Bacta tank? And there's no eyes on the robot. He can't see. He's got a screen. Oh, yeah, and God. So he rips out his fucking brain in a jar connected to a spine, and it's on the ground. I'm like, okay, done. But then the fucking robot is still going. And then RoboCop's like, oh, and then like elbows his fucking spine. There we go. Now he's dead.
Brain explodes. I was like, that was pretty fucking metal. I love that. That was pretty awesome.
And then we get a little bit of the psychologist girl is kind of a love interest now of the the CEO of OCP, and that's how she kind of works her way up and gets him to do whatever kind of she wants. But then at the end, she's like, what are we going to do? What if they prosecute me? And he's like, don't worry, they won't. And he already talked to his buddy about blaming it all on her.
Yeah, scapegoat. Like, that,
that plan we talked about, make sure it happens. And then you get that. She throws a sly smile to him, thinking she's completely off the hook, and he throws a smile back, knowing that he's about to get her. And I think that's it. We kind of just...
Yeah, it's a weird ending, because we cut back to the street, and the CEO and the woman get into a limo, and then we cut to Lewis, and Lewis says something like, I can't believe this, they're going to get away. And then RoboCop says something like, oh, don't worry, don't get ahead of yourself. We're all, and he pulls like this little wrench or something, and he's like, wee! He's like fixing his helmet. He's like, we're all human. And then it just cuts to black. I was like, oh, okay. That's just a weird ending. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Not the best sequel I've seen Irvin Kershner direct.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of fun to have see the character back, but yeah, the first, I'd say, quarter of the movie is pretty good when it's going into the Alex Murphy stuff, and then it just takes a hard left turn and becomes about completely not about that, and actually leaves Alex Murphy kind of behind a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fun to have the characters back. It does kind of have the feel of the first one with the commercials and stuff and the ultra violence, of course. But it doesn't feel as...
We forgot to mention in the beginning, like, they show Detroit, and it's like a fucking hellhole. Like, there's that scene early on with that... Remember that woman's pushing that car to, like, cans, and she, like, the car almost hits her, and she's like, what the hell? And, like, some guy comes over to, like, comfort her. You think he's going to help her out, and then he ends up, like, jacking her and, like, all of her shit. And then he's walking down the street. He's like, oh, yeah, I got this cool necklace. And then these two random women mug him and beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, I love that.
Just like...
And I love that because he's like, cool. Oh, you bitches, you're breaking my balls. And then they get the shit from him, and they're walking down the street, and you see two other, like, hooker-looking ladies beating up a different guy.
Yeah.
And as they walk by, he's like, oh, you bitches. It's like the same line. It's so good.
Yeah, it's the way Detroit is portrayed is like the city's gone to shit. I think that they did a really good job, because it already felt that way in the first one, but this one just amplifies it even more.
Yeah, so in the first one, the ultraviolence served the story really well, and it didn't seem like violence to be violence. This one does, because it's first of all, you make a lot of them kids, so you're trying to do the most shocking shit you can do, and the story is not very good. The first one had all the same things brought up against it as the second one, the violence and all that, but it's widely known to kind of be a masterpiece.
Yeah,
because the violence serves the story, and it's just amazing, like, satire, the whole thing, and the story is actually really good and grounded and human. The second one is not, so it just seems a little off. And if they would have focused on Alex Murphy, I think it would have been a lot better movie. But yeah, it was
Yeah,
fun to see
the
it.
whole sidetrack him of like I think the on like on paper it's an interesting take and it plays comedic when he like turns nice or whatever, but like that whole sequence, I'm like, just bring Alex Murphy back and have him try and figure out like, try and solve the mysteries of, Kane and Nuke and all that. But yeah, when he becomes the nice guy, it just kind of like gets lost for a while. And yeah, there's a lot of like morality stuff they bring up and like who is like, because they keep bringing up, you're not Murphy, you're not Murphy. And he's like, I am, but that's never really paid off in any particularly good way or a satisfying way. Yeah, I don't know. This is a weird, but I do agree that the first, I don't know, 45 minutes is pretty damn strong. Like you got the dirty cop he's going after and
Yep.
going after Kane, like all that stuff is very good. It's very reminiscent of the first one. That's kind of playing the same beats more or less, up until he gets dismembered. But yeah, I will say, I know it doesn't seem like you're a fan of the climax, but I had a lot of fun. I thought it was kind of awesome. I was like pretty entertained. I was like, this is kind of cool. It looks cheesy as fuck, but I'm like, this is kind of awesome and fun. Like, yeah, swinging RoboCop around, hitting the pipes, and like all this, the shootout in the auditorium. Like, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a fun climax that I wasn't expecting. Like, this is kind of badass. But yeah, overall, it was fine. Nowhere near as good as the first.
Yeah, I thought they were going to show his eyeball through the mask when they were hitting him with the laser. I was like, oh, they're going to do that eyeball again. It's like
Yeah.
for the climax. I remember him fighting Ed, and you see the
Oh,
eye sticking out of the visor. But they didn't. Probably should have at this point. Just do it.
yeah.
Play the hits. We want the hits. But yeah, it's okay. It's fun to get back in that world. I'm sure it's the only RoboCop sequel worth watching. I don't remember much about three. I'm sure it's not good. I think
Yeah, the
they did a
first
TV show
PG-13
and
movie.
stuff.
It's watered down. I remember
Oh
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Peter Weller doesn't do RoboCop again until I think his first time back is Mortal Kombat, and he voices RoboCop, and then he does the video game. So
That's cool.
he's been back in it now. Yeah, I think score 6 point. Two. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah,
It's a
6.5 for me. I was coming with, I mean, we're pretty much the same. It's like it's watchable, it's fun. Yeah. Six point, I don't know, but it's okay,
yeah.
it's fine.
6.5, 6.2. I mean, you watch RoboCop and then you need a little bit more. It'll help you out a little bit. It'll give you
Yeah.
that you give you your fix, much like Nuke, but it's gonna be a fleeting happiness that wears off quickly, just like Nuke. So
Yeah.
that's how it is. 6.5, 6.2. Go check it out. RoboCop 2, the last appearance of Peter Weller actually in the suit. Yeah, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. As always, please like and subscribe on YouTube, and feel free to check us out on other platforms such as Spotify and Apple Music if that's where you do your podcast listenings. We got no problem with that as long as you join us. We just want you here, okay? And appreciate you. Couldn't do without you. Until the next Vs. Peace.
Peace.